stand with me.
You are a rookie adventurer. You signed up with a party of four highly skilled and powerful female adventurers in the hope of getting more experience. After a grueling dungeon crawl, all of us retire to the tavern. But by coincidence, your fellow travelers have unfinished business with you, the newest member of our group. Seems you're going to get more experience than you ever dreamed of. The other characters are played by other VAs and will be linked below. I am a haughty and arrogant elf wizardess, privately fascinated with the rumors that humans can't resist elf women and make amazing, if crude, lovers. But I haven't found anyone who will take advantage of me yet. Getting a little frustrated, I've decided to force the issue. Oh, hello there. Have you retired early for the night? No matter. I was hoping to talk to you alone, without being distracted by the inane babble from the public area in the tavern. I should add it's a racket quite intolerable to my refined elven senses. Is this really what humans do for entertainment? Have you no appreciation for the finer points of meditation, scholarly debate, poetry reading? No. Anyways, I just wanted to say something about your performance down in the dungeon today. It was entirely unsatisfactory. When those skeletons attacked, your tactical awareness was severely lacking, and you failed to cover avenues of approach to our cleric and to me. Yes, it does matter. I cannot properly aim a polychromatic spray if I have to worry about friendly fire. Nor can I do so if I have to worry about being stabbed with a sword so moldering that the tetanus is probably more lethal than the blade itself. Understood? Don't let it happen again. But on the positive side, you did find that trap, albeit with your face, but I suppose by human standards, that is subtle. I've also been pleasantly surprised by your self-control. Oh, don't play coy with me. Before I left the Elven Realms, they warned me what to expect, about how human and orc males found nothing more alluring than a pure and virginal elf maiden, how I'd consistently be at risk of having my clothes ripped off my vulnerable, trembling body, having unspeakably obscene things done to me if I let my guard down for only a moment, made to scream, to beg for more as they just violate me. Some of the elders went into detail about the sorts of ordeals I could expect, the terrible, terrible things that might happen to me. Extremely vivid details. However, humans have turned out to be rather more civilized than I expected. I haven't been abducted. I haven't been ravished. Not once. The closest I've ever come is some lewd comment about my posterior. And it turns out that my information on the orcs is even more out of date. When did that happen? I raised it with our cleric. She suggested that perhaps I was too intimidating for anyone to dare approach me. The nerve. Why, I almost had a mind to illustrate my displeasure with Aganazar's scorcher. I swear, it was almost a relief when you came along. Oh, ho, don't play coy. Do you think I didn't spot you looking at me? I noticed right away when you started sneaking glances my way. My slender body, my graceful limbs, my perky behind, especially in my tight, adventuring trousers. I swear it was a relief to have, it was almost a relief to finally have my worst fears realized, to have a crude, brutish male such as yourself ogling me. Of course. No matter how much you pretended otherwise. I knew that you would not be content merely to watch forever. I knew that sooner or later you'd want more. Even if you don't seem to want to escalate this, no matter how tight my pants are getting. So rather than leave myself squirming in fearful anticipation, distracting myself by worrying about just how and where you were going to take me, I think it's better to just get this all over with. Oh, you know full well what I mean. This is your chance to slake all those savage, uncivilized lusts upon me. Oh, you don't have to pretend to be polite and gentlemanly. It's just you and me. No one's going to save me. Not with all that noise from downstairs. No one's going to hear me, no matter how loudly I scream. Are you just going to stand there, gawking like a stunned ogre? Can't believe your luck or something? That's better. I mean, just as I expected. Look at that hand of yours wrapping around my wrist. Ooh, so strong. No elf would ever handle me in such an uncouth human manner. Yes. Of course, I'm entirely naked under my cloak. I didn't do it to be seductive or anything. It's just that my clothes are expensive, and I didn't want anything to get damaged by your crude pawing, obviously. So far, it's full. I feel like I'm about to pass out for want of breath. Well, if you're going to ravish me properly, at least take off your shirt. Oh my, such a crudely formed, powerful physique. Even better than I mean, just as I thought. No doubt when you pin me down, there will be no point in resisting. Oh, your lips, overpowering mine. Oh, you're making my head spin. Is this really how humans build up to intercourse? And among the elves, it's far more civilized. Well, if you must know, for a start, we have some control over our urges. Intercourse is strictly once per decade, so not to distract us from the higher pursuits of philosophy, magical studies, and fine art. Even then, only following ritual purification and seeking our dreams to determine the will of our gods before proceeding the way it should be. It's certainly a better way than how you humans do it, making love wherever and however the mood takes you, living in a near continuous state of orgasmic, unrestrained pleasure. Utterly barbaric. Ooh, you took your shaft out of your pants. I got distracted to being eloquent. No, it wasn't me. You just opened them up. Whatever are you talking about? But since it's out, I should get a closer look at it. Ooh. Oh, my. Oh, I mean, I'd heard the story about the crude instruments that human men bludgeoned their poor women into submission with. But if anything, those rumors were too restrained. Just look at this shaft. Look at it. How could any female fit this into their bodies? Jerking you off? Don't be so crude. I'm simply moving it around to see every side. Ooh, so hard. It's throbbing in my hand. Oh, I was right. The thought of ravishing an elf woman, barely 180, as you uncontrollably aroused. Oh, you don't need to say what you're going to make me do next. I know all the stories about how human men assert their authority over the poor females. You want me to kiss this thing? Mmm. Lick it? From the tip to those balls? Oh, swollen with your seed in such a vulgar fashion. suck on it. And suck on it. You like that? Oh, there's no limits to your depravity. Is this what you wanted? An elf maiden on her knees, servicing that crude human cock. Oh, now what are you going to do to me? Oh! Against the wall, oh, you monster. You're not even going to take me to bed. Just throw me up against the wall and pin me there. So strong. I've never felt so weak and vulnerable. Helpless. Do it then. Use my body. I can feel that cock between my... Oh, it's in. You really put it all the way in. Feels so... I'm so tight. A human has his cock in me, impaling me. Like I dreamed of being ravished. I already feel like I'm going to break. Hey, I didn't say stop, did I? You're thrusting. It's going all so deep. I'm starting to understand. Oh, why so many elf women stay in human lands, and where all those half elves come from. Warn me before you lift my legs off the floor. Not that it matters. You have me pinned to the wall anyways. And yes, lift my legs all the way up and put them on your shoulders. Ravishing. No, it doesn't hurt. I'm more flexible than human women. Oh, yes. Don't stop. Yes, fuck, yes. Oh, it really does make it feel so good. So good. Oh, yes. Not that I have a choice. Such a brute. It feels even deeper. I never imagined it could be this full, or that it would feel so, so. Just use me. Yes. Use me, you brute. You've held back for so long. I couldn't wait any longer. Now you have me. Ravish me. Ravish. It feels so good. I keep doing it like that. Yes. I think I'm... I'm getting close. I'm close. I can feel every inch of it plunging into me. Plunging. Your hand. Now you're rubbing me down there. Yes. Keep going. Just like that. I'm going to come. A human is going to make me come. Nearly there. Yes. My first time being fucked by a human, finally being ravished like I always expected. Put me down. I mean, please give me a moment to breathe, you brute. Look at that. I didn't quite use all of my spells in the dungeon. I keep this scroll in reserve. I mean, not for this, obviously. Now, this is the haste spell. You might have seen me use it upon our paladin a couple of times. Perhaps obviously. It improves one's metabolism and celerity, making them able to wield their weapon much faster. May I? Not that you need permission, obviously, but thank you. Excellent. mystical words appropriately made up for this spell. Hocus pocus, alimophocus. Now don't worry, the side effects are barely worth mentioning. Do you feel any different? Ah! Oh, just bending me forward over the desk, my. Mind the scrolls. Oh, right back in, so rough. Oh, you really are going faster. Oh, a lot faster. I'm right in front of the window, too. Oh, if anyone looks up, they're going to see this pure, innocent elf being turned into a human man-slut, just like some two-copper tavern wrench. Oh, it's so degrading. Oh, so fast. Oh, let me brace myself. Oh, maybe I used a little too much magic. Not that he seems to mind. You're everywhere, grabbing my breasts. Oh, pinching my nipples. Oh, kissing my neck. Oh, reaching for my mouth. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, hold my arms, pull me up. Oh, make me take it. Oh, you're going so fast. Oh, you've turned this powerful wizard into your plaything. Ah, I knew you'd do this sooner or later. All those times I lay awake at night, ready for you to throw the door open, to burst in and just turn me into your sex slave. I mean, I was dreading it. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Just dreading this cock, filling me up, stretching me out. This human brute pinning me in place as he just takes me from behind. Oh, yes. Keep going. Keep fucking me. Oh, yes. So fast. So hard. Oh, going to come again. Fuck me harder, human. Don't you dare slack up now. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Go. Oh, yes. Feels so. Wait. What are you? Oh, yes. I feel so violated, I suppose. Even with all the terrible things you've done to me, I have to give you credit for pulling out and coming across my back, not taking the risk of impregnating me. Because that would be dreadful. A human seed invading me, knocking me up, making me swell with a half-elf child. Everyone looking at my belly and knowing I'm a slutty, human-loving elf. Yes, dreadful, unthinkable. Oh, dear, what have I let myself in for? I bet once won't be enough now that you've tasted elf pussy. Every time you have me alone, you're going to take me and make me yours again. I just know it. Hey, are you awake? Oh, hey, can you hear me? Are you still breathing? Oh, dear. I'd best let the cleric know her services will be needed. Oops.